stay-at-home mothers is bad. The narrative changed in the feminist movement. It told women that their work of raising children was not meaningful, like going out and competing with men and making money and being recognized and seen and famous and powerful. The irony of all things is that feminism was meant to give women choices. There is this whole backlash now. Women saying, and I've been gaslit, I've been told work should make me the happiest and I shouldn't want relationships. And so you have these highly successful women who are driven in their careers and at the top of the heap with their careers. But they're not, a lot of them are not really that happy. I know because they end up coming to my practice and saying, I'm not happy. You know, I couldn't find a partner. I didn't have children. I have all this money. I have a big house. I can travel when I want to, but I'm alone. So Freud always said you need love and meaningful work to be happy, but he always said love first, relational, a relational life. You don't have to have children to be happy, but if your work outside the home is so much more important to you than what's at home, then something's wrong. I would like to see this movement where women don't see this in a binary way, where they don't see working women as bad and stay-at-home mothers as good, or stay-at-home mothers as bad and working women as good, where women are free to make choices, but educated choices, where they prioritize relationships over their work, because in the end, relationships are the most important thing in life. Get on that train. Don't miss that train before it's too late.